Greetings to you in Jesus' name. This is Steve Clark. And yesterday we saw that what God calls righteous, or what the righteousness of God is when a person has faith in God. And I want to build upon that today. Faith in God's goodness, in His love, in the fact that He gave His only begotten Son and sent Him to this world to be born of a virgin, to be fully man and fully God. Faith in Christ's work on the cross to be the payment for our sins, for the sins of the whole world, and specifically for my sins and your sins. In the fact that Jesus died, faith in the fact that Jesus died on the cross, rose from the dead, ascended up into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of God, interceding for His bride, the church. We are righteous or just when we truly believe. Well, maybe somebody listening says, well, what do you do with Romans 3:10, where it says, as it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that understandeth. There is none that seeketh after God. They are all gone out of the way. They are altogether become unprofitable. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. Their throat is an open sepulcher. With their tongues they have used deceit. The poison of asps is under their lips, whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Destruction and misery are in their ways, and the way of peace have they not known. There is no fear of God before their eyes. So here it says in verse 10 that there is none righteous, no, not one. So how can I say, as I just said here, that we are righteous or just when we truly believe? So let me try to explain this. In Psalms chapter 14 is where some of this is quoted anyway. In fact, there's, I don't know, probably about 7 or 8 different places that those words that I read there in Romans are quoted from out of the Old Testament. But Psalms chapter 14 is one of those places. And I'm turning there. Okay, it says, the fool hath said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none that doeth good. The Lord looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that understood and seek God. They are all gone aside. They are all together become filthy. There is none that doeth good. No, not one. So this is where Paul was quoting there in Romans chapter 3. He was quoting out of Psalms 14. And it goes on there. You can read it. But let me ask you this question. It says in Psalms chapter 42, David says, same writer here, David says, let me turn there, Psalms chapter 42, it says, as the hart or the deer pants after the water brook, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my meat day and night, while they continually say unto me, where is thy God? So here David clearly says that he is seeking after God, that he does seek after God. This is one of many places in the Psalms and throughout different things that David wrote, that he does seek after God. So how do we say that, you know, here David says that no one seeks after God? Well, we can either believe, you know, David one place and not the other, and we can say, well, he's really lying to us when he says he does seek after God, or maybe there's a different understanding of this, and I believe that's the case. It starts off with, the fool hath said in his heart, there is no God. It talks about those that are the workers of iniquity have no knowledge. These are people who the people that don't seek after God are the ungodly and the ones that have rejected God and are still rejecting God. They're not seeking after God. And I believe that's what he's saying here in Romans. It's the righteous. Okay, it goes on here. We're back in Romans chapter 3. I ended with, there is no fear of God before their eyes. That's verse 18. But then in 19 it says, now we know that what things soever the law saith, it saith to them that are under the law, that every mouth may be stopped, and that the world may become guilty before God. Therefore, by the deeds of the law, there shall no flesh be justified or be righteous. That same word there, justified or made righteous. No flesh shall be justified in his sight, for by the law is the knowledge of sin. So here we have that by the deeds of the law, no flesh shall be justified in his sight. And I completely agree with that. By the deeds of the law, by the works of the law, by trying to do good enough, trying to keep the law, no flesh will be justified. No flesh will be righteous. No person will be righteous by trying to keep the law. It's impossible. They couldn't do it in the Old Testament, and we can't do it in the New Testament either. And so, by the deeds of the law, no flesh will be made righteous or be righteous. But then the next verse, 21, it says, but now the righteousness of God without the law is manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God which is by faith, of Jesus Christ unto all and upon all them that believe, for there is no difference. So here we have that there is this righteousness which is of God, which is by faith, as we talked about yesterday. And it's to all those that believe, and there's no difference whether it be the Jews or the Gentiles. Verse 23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, being justified freely by his grace. So being justified or being made righteous, we're looking this week at the word righteousness or righteous, that the righteousness of God is by faith. As it says there in verse 22. Verse 24 says, being justified or made righteous freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God hath set before to be a propitiation or a payment through faith in his blood. There it is again, through faith in his blood to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are past through the forbearance of God. To declare, I say, this time his righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of him which keeps the law. No, it doesn't say that. It says, which believeth in Jesus. So here we have faith in his blood, believing in Jesus. And like I said, starting off this daily inspiration, that it's believing in all that Christ has done, believing in all the work that he did, believing that he rose from the dead and that he's coming back again to receive his bride, believing that his blood is a payment for my sin and that I'm made righteous through his blood. And then verse 27, we're in Romans 3 still, 27 says, where is boasting then? It is excluded. By what law? Of works? No, by the law of faith. Therefore, we conclude that a man is justified or is righteous by faith without the deeds of the law. So if you have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, you have faith in the blood of Christ to forgive you of your sins, you have faith in the work of Christ on the cross, you have faith in the resurrection of Christ, you believe that he was born of a virgin and came to this earth as a man and lived a perfect and holy life. And if you have faith in this Savior, you are justified. You are made righteous. It's not through works. It's not through dressing a right way or are doing many different works, all these different things that the Jews tried to do and that people still today try to do, it's not going to work because we can't be justified. We can't be righteous through the law, but only through faith. Faith in what Christ has done, not in what we do. Oh, this is so beautiful, and I hope you can see this. In verse 29, this is Romans 3, 29, it says, is he the God of the Jews only? Is he not also of the Gentiles? Yes, of the Gentiles also, seeing it is one God which shall justify or make righteous the circumcision by faith, the circumcision are the Jews, and the uncircumcision, the Gentiles, through faith. It's all through faith. Do we then make void the law through faith? God forbid. Yea, we establish the law. So the law isn't void. It shows us who we are. It shows us that we can't keep his righteousness. We can't be made righteous. It shows us how ugly and how dirty we are, just like a mirror shows us a dirty face. If we have a dirty face, that mirror shows us what our face looks like, that it's all dirty. But see, it's not the mirror that can clean us, and it's not the law that can clean us either. We can't take that mirror and rub it on our face and make our face clean, but it shows us, it reveals to us what our face looks like, and that's what the law does too. It shows us how sinful we are. And through faith in the blood of Jesus Christ, faith in the work of Christ, we can be cleansed, and we can be forgiven, and we can be made righteous through faith in the blood of Christ. It goes on, chapter 4, verse 1, what shall we say then? That Abraham our father, as pertaining to the flesh, hath found? For if Abraham were justified or made righteous by works, he hath whereof to glory. He could boast about it if it was through his works, but not before God. For what saith the Scriptures? Abraham believed God. He had faith in God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. His faith was counted unto him for righteousness. It wasn't because he sacrificed or he's willing to sacrifice his son. It wasn't because God asked him to go and he went. It was because he had faith in God. That's what made him righteous or justified. It was by his faith and not by his works. And it goes on there about Abraham, and it goes on and talks about David there too, I believe. And I just really encourage you to read that and just see that this righteousness that we're talking about this week, it's through faith in Christ's work, not in our own. And there's some beautiful things still to see. So I hope you're able to listen the next few days, because there's some other beautiful things to see here about righteousness. And I'm just really excited about it. So God bless you. Thank you for calling in. We're going to end this this daily inspiration. I hope you're inspired as much as I am. The Word of God is beautiful. And now let's pray. Father, I thank you. Thank you for each one that called in to this daily inspiration. I pray that you would inspire them and help them to see that they can be righteous through the work of Christ, through faith in that work that Jesus Christ did. Thank you, Father. I ask your blessing now in Jesus' name. Amen.